Parashat Mas'eh, we now have the 42 journeys, which correspond to the 42-letter name of Hashem, Ana Bechoach. And it corresponds to all of Jewish history that we went through 42 travels also as a whole. Probably each individual also, like we say with the Navi, all the ups and downs of the Navi, going worshipping idols and then not, is all our ups and downs, like the rabbis say. And we know this is famous. It says Hashmona is one of the stops, and that was the time of Chanukah with the Hashmonaim, if you find all the dates and all those stops. Now, a friend of mine, Rabbi Kessin's son, Rabbi Mendel Kessin's son, Rav Shmuel Kessin, he told me once that it's interesting, the last stop, it says Be'arvot Moav, the plains of Moav. And he said to read it different, Arev, like pleasant, the Arev of Moav. Who's the pleasant one of Moav? And that's David HaMelech. So that's showing the end, meaning when Mashiach comes, that'll be the last stop. So now that got me thinking, and I thought to myself, so if we know the last stop, we certainly know the stop before the last, because that's the one we're in. So I looked it up to see if it matches anything of our history that's today. And it says they went to Hare HaAvarim Lifnei Nevo. They went to the mountains of Avarim in front of Nevo, where Moshe, it says he went to Har Nevo, and he passed away over there. So what does that have to do with anything? And why mention Har Nevo all of a sudden? So we might say Avarim also sounds like the word Aravim, the Aravim, the Arabs. So it's really our time that we're dealing with them. And this whole era of having Medinat Yisrael is certainly some kind of an era. It has to be a tikufa. It should be a stop. One of the 42 stops, you would think, would be when we got Israel. It's like a very significant stop of our travels. It's like an event which is different than from before, you know, so it's like an isolated time. So it could be one of the journeys, which is the one before Mashiach that we're assuming or hoping. And that's when the Aravim were really, there and doing things and getting in the way. And, you know, not for the last 2,000 years. It's just really when we got Israel that it's been a problem. And also you could say it says Hare HaAvarim. Hare, alluding to the Har HaBayit. So it's like the Har HaBayit that has the Arabs on it. So that really is our time ever since the State of Israel. Now, what's this Lifnei Nevo? Why does it have to say that for? Also in Aravim or Avarim, it has the word Harova, because we have the Jewish quarters, the Rova. It's also in there. So it's just showing, you play with the words, you have the history of what's been happening to us in the last 70 or some years. Now, Nevo, we know, it says Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't get the Nun Share Bina like Rabbi Akiva got. But he did get it when he died, because it says he went to Har Nevo, Nun Bo, that's what Nevo, Nun, the Nun Share Bina, the 50th gate, he got. Either right when he died or however it is. So what does that have to do with us now? Nevo is Arvot Moav, is the last stop with David HaMelech. So by Hashem saying Lifnei Nevo, it's almost like saying right before the end, you're going to have a little bit of Nevo, of the Nun Share Bina. And the truth, that's what we've been feeling. What's been happening in the last 70 or so years? As many rabbis say, you know, Art Scroll, their first book they wrote was Megillat Esther in a translation. That's all we had. And all the books until today we have, everything opened up. Now, whether people are smarter or not and reading it is a different point. But the main point is, the books are opening up in order to show that the information, especially the Kabbalah and the Zohar, there's a lot of Zohar learning and Hashkafah learning and different rabbis who are around to teach it in the right way. All this is showing like we're pre Nivo. That's what it means, Lifnei Nivo. And also like Rabbi Shimon Kessin said once, it fits very well with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai because he hid the Kabbalah and the Zohar, like we said, in metaphors. So why is everyone running to him? We only ran to him in the last 100 years, really. It wasn't a thing to go and make a whole big thing like we do today. So that's it. He's Lifnei Nivo. The reason we're all running there is because we're sensing that the Nun Share Binah is ready to come out. And he has it because it's in the Zohar that he wrote. So we're all intuitively running to him because we feel that it's coming. So that's the idea. Now everything's Lifnei Nivo. Even 2,000 years ago was Lifnei before the Nun is coming out. But the point is when it says Lifnei Nivo, it means you're going to feel that it's there. You're just not going to have it yet, but you're going to feel that it's there. And you're going to have the books opening up on it. You know, there's a lot of Hasidut, a lot of Breslev, and a lot of Zohar books being written. So in many ways, the information is coming out. Whether people understand it or not, again, is another point. Also, the phrase Har Ha'abarim has the words in Avarim, Riva. Like we say, Riva, Riva, Le'amzar. Hashem, you know, fight for us with this strange nation. So again, alluding to the Geula, you know, when Hashem will fight for us. And interesting, it says Nevo is also the word Ben. If you want to say Ben Riva, you know, just to show like when we say Ben Mitzvah or Bar Mitzvah means the son of that idea in that way, that that should happen. And you can say Hare HaAvarim is also two. That two giants or two leaders, two harim, are also going to be helping us, in a sense, from Hashem. And that could mean, if it's not the Mashiach ben David, because he's the last stop, this could be Mashiach ben Yosef, who some mefarshim from the Ramchal and others explain that there could be two of them, which is Moshe and Aharon. We actually say it in the Hoshanot. We say in the Shenayim, the second day, that we got the Torah Biroim Shetaim with two shepherds, and that was Moshe and Aharon. So anyway, again, just playing on these words. And of course, there's the Mashiach Ben Dan, like we know, so maybe he's a part of that, and whatever it is. So you have all these words, Benei, Harei, Riva, all this playing a story. And Nevo, of course. Nevo is the word, like from Nevuah. Nevuah. And even Bina. So it's all in that word in a way. Meaning, where do you see Bina in Nivo? It says Lifnei Nivo. So if you want to take the letters that are Lifnei before it, Nivo, like sometimes in the Torah they play like that. The Nun would be Mem. Mem is before the Nun. So you have Mem. Aleph for the Bet is before the Bet. And Vav would be Hey. Hey is before it. That spells Ha'em, the mother. And the mother is Ima. Ima is Bina, like we know in the Sefirot, the Parzuf. So look how Lifnei Nevo also points to the word Ha'em, which is Bina. And of course, the point of Nevuah, prophecy, because when we're going to get this Nun Share Bina and Mashiach comes, that's when prophecy is going to come back. We're only going to get Nevuah with the Nevo. Now, not that in history they had Nevuah before they had the Nun Share Bina, but in our time, it's only going to come together. Now, another point of Harei HaAvarim, it's the word also Avera, sin. It's a mountain of sins, meaning this generation, ever since the Holocaust, with Hollywood and all this, everything building and the Industrial Revolution, everyone being able to do whatever they can, the sin has went wild. It became a mountain of sin, everybody doing what they want. And this is Lifnei Nevo. Like we know, right before Mashiach comes, it's going to be a generation where there's going to be a lot of sin. So hopefully this will turn around soon.